listening to the Louisville Lunch Podcast. I'm your host, Sammy. Follow me in my quest in finding great places around Louisville to grab some grub. The only locally produced podcast reviewing lunch and dinner spots around the Derby City. This is Season 1, Episode 4, Luigi's Pizzeria and Pasta. Luigi's is located downtown at 712 West Main Street near the Science Center, the Hillerick and Bradsby, Slugger Museum.
Fraser Museum.
All the museums where all the tourists go. And this is actually a pretty touristy spot for lunch. So
yeah, he's moved a couple of times. He was on, I think it was on 4th Street for a while. And then over there, I think he moved one other time, but I'm not positive.
Well, as long as he keeps moving and never closes down, because I was really impressed.
Yeah,
I've been there many times.
And it's good food.
Always happy.
Yeah. My wife and I actually went to Italy a few years back, and I was surprised at how little I liked the food there.
Really?
Like, I like the American version of Italian food. Although, this is really close. It kind of bridges that the sauce is a little sweeter. It's thicker sauce usually. And I think he plays to American sensibilities.
Sure.
But it's good stuff.
Yeah, very good
stuff. And it's authentic.
Yeah. So with it being downtown, you know, park at a meter, whatever, there's no lot or anything. And the dining area is pretty big, pretty open. That seats, what did the sign say?
There's the fire marshal, I guess.
Right.
They post maximum occupancy, and it was 60.
So that was one of our discussions during lunch was, this place could hold lots more than 60 people. That's just the kind of stuff we talk about at Louisville Lunch when we're eating our lunches.
Jesus, we're boring, Sammy.
Yes, we are. I got the New York roll, which was sausage, pepperoni, and mozzarella in like a calzone-type dough. The sausage was really good, spicy, had a really good marinara, or gravy, as they call it in the business. And I got the chips and a drink with a, just because I knew the chip, the
roll.
You would not fill me up. Man, I'm getting tongue-tied over here. Oscar, what'd you have?
I had the rice ball, which is it's a meatball with peas and rice and cheese with a marinara sauce, which I always liked rice with marinara for some reason. I don't know why.
You're weird.
And it's rare that I get to eat that. And I also got a little sampler plate of different kinds of pasta. I got a meat cannelloni and a salmon and cream sauce.
How were those combined?
Actually,
I mean, I guess you kind of ate them one at a time.
Yeah,
right?
I ate them separately. It worked pretty well. I used to think that I was allergic to seafood, but found out I just had gotten sick at a Red Lobster when I was a kid because I ate like a bad tartar sauce.
Right.
And it had nothing to do with
it. It was probably too many cheddar biscuits. That's how I get sick at Red Lobster.
I've been experimenting with new, like, sushi and things like that. So I'm starting
to broaden your horizons.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was pretty good. A lot of food. What else do they have there?
They've pretty much got it all. Lasagna, tortellini, ravioli, manicotti, everything ends in a vowel. linguine, calzone. My favorite thing on the menu is garbage pizza.
What's that?
Anything that is right on top in the garbage can, it says here. Now, I assume it's just like an everything pizza or something.
Right.
Their pizza is very good. I've had that on another trip. So, I mean, I would give it an 8 out of 10. It's always a good, solid place for some decent Italian food.
Yeah, and I'd give it the same 8 out of 10. We need more decent restaurants downtown.
Yes.
It's a good spot. I wish there was more parking over there. But there's really nothing they can do about it.
Right. What was your total bill?
$8.75 plus tip.
Okay, mine was $9.65. I'm holding the receipt right here. So decent price, you know, for a good filling hearty lunch. Philly lunch. We're in Philadelphia all of a sudden. So that's the podcast for today, I think. Mm-hmm. Oscar, I think we're done. Yeah, 8 out of 10 all across the board. Good stuff.
I'll probably go back.
I will too. And hopefully you'll come back and listen next time to the LouisvilleLunch.com podcast.